to bring up 9 head of kids and all of them finish high school. Well, 7-1. My older son. He didn't finish. He said, I'm going to stop working, help you to buy a house and put you and these kids in. He goes, Dad ain't going to help you do nothing. He ain't going to help you buy no house. And he back in last year of finishing school. He would not go back and finish it. And the teacher tell him, if you just come in Schofield and just get your work, when you finish it, go on to work. You go on to work. I'll never forget him. It's Addie Thomas. No, it was Julia Thomas. Mm-hmm. Go on to school under her. And say, you can come in now, work, and then go in and get you. And I go to your work. And he working me $9.50 a week. He come home and gave me the $9. Mm-hmm. He keep the half. I said, that's not enough for her. I'll be all right. He used to be a good pool shooter. He used to clean up different stores up there for people after you get off of work. Mm-hmm. See, I got enough money. Now you take this money and you save it. You go to Reverend Boy and Ben and tell them if they got a house, come up to let you have it. You save the money. But that year I had been in the hospital still 3 months and 3 days. I tell them if I ever get out, they'll say that I'm leaving here. And I moved to town. And I leave the hospital, the doctor tell me to go home and rest for 2 years. He don't want me to do nothing but cook and eat. I did that. My sister was living with me. I had in World War II, her husband in World War II. She had one child. She got a job, she worked. My brother was staying with me. He went to Virginia, where the other one was. And then he helped me with my sister. Later she got married. Her husband to the army. She got a job she worked. And we all got together and saved the money. And then the house come up for sale. Uncle Ben come, I got the house for you. Got any money? I said, how much is it? It's $400. I said, I have it all but $40. He said, you don't have to worry about that. I'll pay that. And that's how I got a shelter to put on my kids' head. That's why I always tell all of them, and they finna get married, keep your job. Don't never depend on what a man got to give you. Cause when he make his money and go out, you he ain't come back, he ain't got a dime. And don't never feed him. If he don't bring food, don't, when you eat, don't feed him now. No, if he don't bring it, he don't eat it.
Okay.
Give him nothing. But if he bring it, cook it and put it, give it to him. But he don't bring it, no people. I never give him a mad cigar. I give him a mad cigar to head and go on the day. And she used to give me the devil every time I call her, ask her how I feel. How she feel. I still feel bad the way you treat your husband. I said, what did I do? You wouldn't give him nothing to eat. Sure, I give it to him if he work and bring it, but he didn't bring them, he didn't get nothing. I cook and feed my kids, I took the rest of the food over here, I light it, put it away. He come way in the night about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, tell my head, they don't eat up everything. It's gonna be always eat up. You don't bring nothing, you don't eat. And she always used to get out, I said, no, I ain't feed. I said, your husband teaching school. And Miss O'Kane can't come in there and then bring something to eat, but you feed him. She would look at me, she'd look up and die laugh. She ain't see nothing. I said, no, you ain't gonna feed him. I know you would. No, I ain't feed him. Nothing. Feed no man. And she just said, what wrong today? She got all these babies and things out here behind him. Where the man at?
That's right.
Feed him nothing. No, I ain't give him nothing. I said, when he bring him, he'd eat. But believe me, that day he went to work and went to 12 o'clock. And he took that mule out and got on and he went to the store. The store, he got him some meat. I couldn't feed my kids, save him nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you bring it, you can eat. If you don't bring it, you don't eat. Feed no man. And don't give him your money. If he give you any money, you spend that, don't give him nothing. He give you something, then if he asks you for a few nickels, give him a few nickels. Don't give it all to him. Nothing. Me, the kids got a house full of babies. The man gone somewhere and come back ready to fight and go, We got to bring it to eat. Some people, so I didn't work for the man. He slept on the cross, nigga. See, he ain't gonna eat. Not mine.